Hello.
Hello, my name is Adriana. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Sorry, I didn't understand anything you just said. What are you calling about?
Oh, sure. My name is Adriana, and we are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinion. Would you like to continue with the survey?
No.
Hello, hello?
Hello, my name is Adriana. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions.
Which survey? Which company? You're talking very fast.
Oh. Not a problem. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions.
Okay.
Would you like to continue with the survey?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm male.
I'm male. All right. Thank you for letting me know. Is there any female around that would like to complete this survey with me?
I'd rather do it myself. I'm married.
Oh, I understand. It's just that we would like to know this opinion and attitude from a female. Is there someone around you that would like to help us with this opinion survey?
Okay, yes.
Okay, can I get her on the phone, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much. So do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
You mean male, female, or something else?
I'm sorry, what's the question again?
Sure. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand the question. Female.
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
The year of my birth?
Yes.
2001.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote? Or, like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None of the above.
Thank you. What is your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country, do you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the planet, do you feel positive or negative?
I don't understand the question.
Sure. How do you feel about the future of the planet? Do you feel positive or negative?
Which way?
In general, how do you feel about the future of the planet? Do you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
Positive, thank you. And how do you feel in general about your own future? Do you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. Now the next question is, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10. where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community.
I would give that a 5.
A 5, all right. Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Crime, climate change, abortion access, education, gun violence, economy and cost of living, immigration, mental health, national security, healthcare, racism and discrimination, student loans.
So I heard the choices, but what was the question again?
Yes, the choices that I read to you, you need to pick 3 of them. The 3 that you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today. Would you like me to go over them again, the options?
Yes.
All right. So crime, climate change, abortion access, education, gun violence, economy and cost of living, immigration, mental health, national security, healthcare, racism and discrimination, or student loans.
Let me think. I think crime, economy and cost of living, and healthcare.
Thank you so much. Now the next question. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Economic security and financial independence, your education, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, hobbies and free time activities, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, advancing in your career, having or caring for children, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining mental health, work-life balance.
Caring for children, economic security, and maintaining physical health.
Thank you so much. 1 moment. Now, the next question, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose of the 3. Your personality, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, your spiritual religious beliefs, your profession, being young, being American, being a woman, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend.
Repeat the options again?
Oh, sure, definitely. So your personality, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, your spiritual religious beliefs, your profession, being young, being American, being a woman, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend. You can choose up to three options.
My spiritual and religious beliefs,
mm-hmm.
and the role in relationships.
Thank you. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Happiness, hope, exhaustion, pride, disappointment or sadness, anger or frustration, dread.
I feel disappointed.
Thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Can I hear the
Sure, definitely. So which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
The second option, B.
B. All right. Thank you.
How many questions do you still have?
We are in about the quarter of the survey. We are almost done.
Okay.
We are missing just a few more questions. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay.
So, next question is, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Division and gridlock between political parties. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Corporate money has too much influence. Too many old white men in power. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. The two-party system. Systemic racism.
Politicians are out of touch with the individuals. Needs. I don't remember the exact wording, something like that.
Sure. And what is the next one? And you can choose up to three of the ones that I read you.
So this is the only one that I chose for now.
All right. We need to select the... Okay, let me see. Let's continue. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
President Biden, a lot,
somewhat. I'm sorry.
All right, so President Biden, a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
None at all.
The next one, your state government, a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
None at all.
Thank you. Ballot initiative proposed laws that the public votes on directly? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Again, can you repeat that?
Sure. Ballot initiative proposed laws that the public votes on directly? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
Thank you. Congress, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
The Supreme Court, a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Your city government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions, a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. The next one. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc.
Hello? I'm sorry, I don't have time anymore to answer any questions. Can we end the survey now?
Sure, definitely. If we now have enough time now to continue with the survey, we can finish it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day, you too. Bye-bye.